I'm Chris, here with some special Toy Detective content for you, because I wanted to dive a little bit deeper on Generation Select Super Megatron than I was really able to in the news desk update recorded right after the reveal. This special episode is free for everyone to listen to, but continued production of Toy Detective content really depends on support from our fans and listeners like you. If you become a patron at tfradio.net/patreon, you can help us to keep making podcast episodes and blog posts full of the in-depth toy analysis you love. And now, on with the show. We've known about the plan for Takara Tomy's Super Megatron retool of Titans Return Galvatron for an entire year already, but we only got the first photos of it late on the night of April 1st. And after being able to sit and study it, there were some unexpected details that pointed to some things the initial reveal wasn't showing. What stood out most obviously to me was the main cannon, especially looking at it in the jet mode. There's hinges halfway down its length, and once I noticed that, I also realized there was a seam along the center of the barrel. It splits open and folds back. There's even tabs toward the rear so the barrel halves can be secured in place. After that, I started examining in more detail, and something that should have stood out to me sooner caught my eye: the shoulder winglets. The wing shape is consistent, more or less, with Super Megatron, but Super Megatron didn't have missiles in the base of those parts. Ultra Megatron did. So what's an Ultra Megatron? As the Battlestar's story progressed, Super Megatron was upgraded once again by Dark Nova and became Ultra Megatron. Mostly the same design, with a little bit more armor and weapons. Maybe a little pointier overall, too. And the vehicle mode was also pretty different. It seemed to me that with the arm cannon's barrel folded back, it would at least resemble the changed arm weapon thing Ultra Megatron had. And the tank tracks on the legs that I caught and mentioned in News Desk Episode 87 are also something found in Ultra Megatron's design. So this was really starting to come together for me at this point. Giving Super Megatron the shoulder missile batteries from Ultra Megatron could have been a stylistic decision just because someone decided it looked better on the toy. But the hinged cannon added an extra degree of intent. So at that rate, what would it really take to be able to make the Super Megatron an adequate Ultra Megatron as well? The way I figure it, not much. So we have to concede that by starting with Galvatron, this Super Megatron was never going to be fully accurate to the original design. The legs are all sorts of wrong no matter how you look at it. But accepting the limitations of the remold for either outcome would end up being pretty freeing. The big visual changes between Super Megatron and Ultra Megatron consist mainly of the design of the chest, the design of the arm weapon, adding a triple-barreled cannon unit, and some changes to the coloring and minorly the styling of the legs. Now, the legs aren't something that could be easily remedied without a lot more engineering, but they're inaccurate to begin with, so that's fine. That leaves the arm weapon, which we've basically accounted for, the robot's chest, and an extra weapon unit. Looking closely at Super Megatron's robot mode, there is a set of slots near the top of the chest piece. That could very plausibly be attachment points for an add-on armor plate to provide for the design changes seen in Ultra Megatron. And the triple-barreled cannon would be very simple to execute. There's even 5mm parts on the shoulder missile batteries where such a piece could attach for robot mode. Essentially, in addition to what we've already been shown, the toy could require as few as 2 accessory pieces to enact a power-up to become Ultra Megatron. That seems extremely reasonable, especially if you look back at the wealth of accessories the Seacon Turtler shipped with. Now, I put a lot of this together the same night that the photos first went up. A short while after coming to the conclusions that I just shared with you, I went back to the Takara Tomy Mall page for Super Megatron and noticed there were 2 webcomic volumes linked from there. And as it turns out, looking at that first might have saved me a little bit of time. Super Megatron appears in the comic, and through the use of Star Convoy's Silver Matrix is able to power himself up. The real focus of the page where this happens is the Ultra Tank mode Megatron transforms into, which does indeed feature Ultra Megatron's triple-barreled cannon and accounts for the tank tracks on the legs. But there's a focus shot of the robot mode as well that shows distinct detail differences in the chest as compared with both the photo of the toy in robot mode and the art seen earlier in these comic pages. There's also some highlighting of a change to the head, where the crest on Megatron's forehead changes shape and color. Looking at the toy photo, a rather pronounced seam is visible between the face and helmet, which would probably allow for the entire face piece to flip around or otherwise be switched for a second face. This might very well give a clue to why the reveal consisted of only two photos of the toy. It's not a huge leap to expect that a lot of the product photos Takara Tomy produced for the pre-sale period focused on or included aspects of the Ultra Megatron options. They seemed to want to do the reveal as close to the one-year anniversary of the first tease as possible, but the pre-orders start a full week after that. I would guess they wanted to save the full extent of the product features until they were actually selling the toy. For that matter, it might very well be that part of the reason we didn't see Super Megatron again for an entire year was because the designers were still working on it to incorporate the ability to represent Ultra Megatron as well. Now, it's not to say that Ultra Tank Mode doesn't look kind of goofy, but at least for my money, it's goofy in exactly the right kind of 80s super robot line of thinking. And if it is designed with the means to be upgraded to Ultra Megatron, as it very much seems is the case, that's a big boost to the value proposition of this thing. We love making Toy Detective content, but we can only do it with your help. Go to tfradio.net/patreon to become a patron and make sure that we can keep delivering podcast and blog content like this, including some that will be exclusive to our patrons. Everybody's a winner! And of course, all of your regular Amazon purchases made using our affiliate links help support all the things we do, so remember to use tfradio.net/Amazon for all of your Amazon shopping. You can find more Toy Detective and News Desk content at tfradio.net, and be with us live every Wednesday night for Radio Free Cybertron at tfradio.net/live. And during the show, or all through the week, chat with us on our Discord server at tfradio.net/discord. I'm Chris, and this has been a special Toy Detective Supplemental. Thanks for listening!